Translation. Narada Muni continued to speak to King Prachinabharishat. My dear King, any person who works according to the directions of the Vedic scriptures does not become involved in fruitive activities. A purport. Just as a government may issue trade licenses in order for its citizens to act in a certain way, the Vedas contain injunctions that restrain and regulate all of our fruitive activities. All living entities have come into this material world to enjoy themselves. Consequently, the Vedas are given to regulate sense enjoyment. One who enjoys his senses under the Vedic regulative principles does not become entangled in the actions and reactions of his activities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagyarthat Karmana, one should act only for the performance of Yagya, or to satisfy Lord Vishnu. Anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah. Otherwise, any action will produce a reaction by which the living entity will be bound. A human being is especially meant to attain liberation from the bondage of birth, death, old age, and disease. He is therefore directed by the Vedic regulative principles to work in such a way that he may fulfill his desires for sense gratification and at the same time gradually become freed from material bondage. Actions according to such principles is called knowledge. Indeed, the word Veda means knowledge. The words Jnanena na salipyate indicate that by following the Vedic principles, one does not become involved in the actions and reactions of his fruitive activities. Everyone is therefore advised to act in terms of the Vedic injunctions and not irresponsibly. When a person within a state acts according to the laws and licenses of the government, he does not become involved in criminal activities. Man-made laws, however, are always defective because they are made by men who are prone to commit mistakes, being illusioned, cheating, and having imperfect senses. The Vedic instructions are different because they do not have these four defects. Vedic instructions are not subject to mistakes. The knowledge of the Vedas is knowledge received directly from God, and there is consequently no question of illusion, cheating, mistakes, or imperfect senses. All Vedic knowledge is perfect because it is received directly from God by the parampara, the cyclic succession. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1, it is said, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. The original creature of this universe, known as the Adi Kavi, or Lord Brahma, was instructed by Krishna through the heart. After receiving these Vedic instructions from Lord Krishna himself, Brahma distributed the knowledge by the parampara system to Narada, and Narada in turn distributed the knowledge to Vyasa. In this way, Vedic knowledge is perfect. If we act according to Vedic knowledge, there is no question of being involved in sinful activities. So Rasagya Prabhu asked me to do the translation, and today he would like to talk about faith.
Громче говорите, прямо лекцию даете. Вы говорите, а я буду переводить.
Потому что когда Арджуна спросил, как выбраться из этого материального мира, Кришна ему ответил, что это материальная энергия, это моя, я больше.
So now we'll learn a little bit of Russian. Can you hear the speech? So he begins the Rasage Prabhu begins the class by bringing up the point that when Krishna tells Arjuna that the illusory energy Maya is his energy, and it is very difficult to overcome it and get free from the bondage of Maya.
Громче говорит, тогда все будут слушать, а то меня никто не будет слушать. Это громко говорит.
И Кришна ему объяснил, что надо два качества. Это твердая вера, и все как бы придемлено.
So in order to become free from Maya, Krishna explains that there are two qualities necessary. Is strong faith, и второе что? And surrender. And when these two are present, then Krishna can help the devotee to get free from Maya. And I'm going to tell the story that was told by Bhaktivigyana Swami Maharaj. It's a Christian story. Long time ago. When the Christians were going on the crusade and conquering the world. Under the plea of that they wanted to convert under the plea of, you know, the cause of Christianity of Jesus Christ, they wanted to convert everyone. Okay, interesting. So Christians, they wanted to. They were going on crusade all around, you know, especially Europe, to bring the in order to conquer Jerusalem, so that they could have the rest of the body of Jesus Christ, and to bring them to could have Europe, and to bring the all the, you know, the bones and whatever of Jesus Christ, all the rest of Jesus Christ's body to Europe. So then there was a big army going to attack Jerusalem. So there were two armies, the Jewish armies and the Christian armies. So they were from the Jerusalem side, you know, their army. And the Christians, they were defeated. So there was a big army of Christians, and it was all destroyed. And there was only a small group of soldiers. And there was one soldier who wanted to become known and kind of famous. And that soldier made up a story. And one morning, after he woke up, he spoke to the rest of the soldier and he said, "Dear brothers, at night I had a dream where Saint Gabriel came to me.
И он сказал, если вы найдете копье, если вы найдете копье, значит это недалеко закопано. Этим копьем проткнули Христа, короче.
А где это копье?
Okay,
and then he said, the Saint Gabriel in my dream said that there is a spear which is not far from here. It is underground, and this was the spear by which Jesus Christ was pierced. And if you find this spear, then you will win over the other part. So then everyone became very inspired, and they began to search and look for this spear. And the same soldier, he said, oh, I found this spear. And that very spear was actually belonging to the grandfather of this soldier. And it was very old spear, you know, old looking. So and then everyone was very happy. They were thinking, oh, finally we will, you know, we'll defeat the. And then this group, small group of the soldiers, then they attacked Jerusalem, and then they defeated everyone. So then they took the rest of the Jesus Christ's body and brought it back to Europe somewhere. And then this very soldier became very famous. He was given a big position, you know, big title, lots of wealth. And how is this story known?
Because this soldier became very old,
ну вы говорите громко, так громко. So then when this soldier was old, just before dying, then he told the actual truth. He went to the priest and he atoned before the priest, confessed before the priest, and then he told the priest, oh, and I'm actually sorry, I just wanted to become famous, and therefore I made up this story about the spear and the Saint Gabriel. And the reason I told the story is just to illustrate how faith can be very powerful.
Поэтому как бы в нашей ситуации тоже если у нас будет большая вера, Гуру, Святое Имя, если у нас будет большая вера в Гуру, Святое Имя, Писание, и если мы будем выполнять это, как бы вера, но и от души
Originally, faith comes from the soul. So, if we have a strong faith in Guru, in Krishna, and in scriptures, and also holy name, then we will definitely. Then we are definitely going to back home, back to Godhead. Вы им говорите, да, говорите им какую-то лекцию, да, на них смотрите, да, извините, чтобы лучше было. So then there's one more point I'd like to bring up, is about false hopes. Ложная надежда. It's also from Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. This is one interesting story. Long time ago, somewhere in Europe,
Maybe even in Belgium. It's a story about one boy. And this boy, he was always, he was a little bit weak. So all other boys, they would always tease him, and you know, they would laugh at him, and you know. So and then one day, this boy, he decided to revenge himself. So this boy made up a story again. So he came to all of these other boys, and he said, and then he told them, "You were always giving me troubles, teasing me and laughing at me, but I want to do something good for you all." So he said, "Today on the big market, on the big marketplace, or like a big square, on the marketplace, and the people, they give out many candies, many apples, all different kinds of sweets, you know, to everyone. I want to do something good for you, so run there and you can get your candies and apples." So all the boys, they became inspired, so they ran to the marketplace to get their candies. So all these boys, they were running, and then this boy himself, he also started running there. And then when he saw these boys, later on, when they were coming back, all sad and, you know, all unhappy that they were cheated. And then this boy, he asked them, "Oh, why are you all sad? There were no candies in the marketplace?" And then this boy said, "Well, you know everything, you know, you cheated us, so why are you asking?" He said, I cheated you, but I myself is going to this marketplace in hope that there might be some candies for me." The moral of the story is that for devotees it is necessary to study the scriptures and know these texts, so that the mind intelligence becomes strong, so that the devotee can conquer over the mind in this way. Because Maya is always there to cheat us. And there are many, many agents of Maya who propose different ideas to help us forget Krishna. There is one more point I would like to touch on.
Преданность,
class?
Okay. So all of the devotees live here in Radha Desh. Many devotees give up, you know, material, you know, give up many things, you know, to be here. And in this connection, there is one interesting story. About Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur when he was a boy. When he was 6 years old, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as a boy, he asked his brother permission to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And his brother said, yes, yes, you can read Bhagavatam. And when Vishwanath read the Bhagavatam, then he said, brother, I have a question. And the brother said, no, Vishwanath, you didn't understand Bhagavatam, so you should read it again. So again, Vishwanath read the whole Bhagavatam. And then Vishwanath said, brother, I have a question. And then brothers told him, you didn't understand the Bhagavatam, read it again. And then after reading it a third time, and then Vishwanath came to his brother and said, brother, I want to go to Vrindavan. And brother said, now you've understood Srimad Bhagavatam. And the point is that all of you living here in Radha Desh, it means that you've actually understood the purport of the scriptures. So you just engage in devotional service, you just serve.
Вы только им говорите громко, а так он интересно тоже. Просто им говорите, а я просто перевожу.
So and then I would like to also speak about Gopa Kumar. And about the devotees like Uddhava. When I was in Vrindavan, Bhakti Bring Govinda Maharaj was given a lecture about Gopa Kumar. How Gopa Kumar was returning to the spiritual world and how he went from Brahma Loka to Vaikuntha Loka. And then when Gopa Kumar was on the Vaikuntha planet, then Narada Muni was there and Uddhava was there.
Как хотите, как чувствуете, вы говорите так, знаете, кусочками так надеть. Что вы?
Ну, что преданные, они как бы у них настроение, что вот крик, как что-то.
На Вайкунте, да? So in Vaikuntha, devotees always think about how to satisfy the Lord. And Uddhava has the Ritsarska?
Oh.
So, Uddhava has the relationship with Krishna as a friend, so wherever Krishna would want to go, Uddhava also would follow and go with Krishna. А вы им говорите, у вас сразу будет вдохновление эти. And for devotees, it is important to cultivate the desire to go back to Godhead. And the nectar of devotion, it is mentioned. That even if a devotee has a small, a tiny desire to return to the spiritual world, then devotee will that desire will be fulfilled, but it's only a question of time. Therefore, it is necessary to associate with devotees, sadhus. And devotees should make sure that everything is favorable for his cultivation of devotional service. Because the spiritual world is so wonderful and Krishna is so wonderful. And because of that, we should have a desire to go to spiritual world and to Krishna. And to do everything necessary to go back to Godhead. Do you have any questions? Prasad Prabhu says that in his humility that he doesn't feel very qualified. So the answer is that yes, the story illustrated how even by blind faith, such a wonderful feat could be performed. You know, so what to speak if for us devotees we have wonderful examples of people who gave up everything for Krishna, and so many stories in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, how much more should devotees have faith, and how much more can they perform? So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that it is very difficult to break from the bonds of material energy. But if a devotee has very strong, firm faith and surrender, then it's possible to
will come. Some devotees have faith in the holy names, some have more faith in Guru, in deities. Rasaka Prabhu mentions that he has some real realization in this regard. Somehow I had little some faith in the holy name, because I was reading the book Japa Reform book from Satswarup Das Goswami Maharaj. So my sadhana was that every day I would read this book, and by Krishna's mercy I developed a little bit of desire, little faith in the holy name. And then we was on the call. Вы сейчас расскажете о сне. And then one day I had a dream. It was in Antwerp temple when I was there. I was somehow sleeping in the temple room, close to the fireplace. They have like this. I don't know how you call this kind of fireplace. What's the English word for this? Huh? Fireplace. And in my dream, somebody. Oh, and then in my dream, then this fireplace, there was a little door in there. No? The door opened. And somebody brought, and this fireplace, there was fire. So then somebody opened the door of the fireplace, picked me up, and just threw me in the fire. And in my dream, I was feeling fear, pain. It was a terrible condition. And then I heard a voice, a loud voice. And then the voice said, "Chant the holy name." Oh, I heard the voice that was chanting the holy name. And I just started to repeat after the voice. And then all the pain went away, the fear went away. And then when I woke up, I realized that Krishna telling me that don't worry about anything, you know, just chant the holy name, just surrender to the holy name, and everything will be fine. Is it okay, the answer?
No,
it's a great answer. Alright. Do you have any more questions? What time is it? It's 8:30.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your attention. I was actually giving lecture just for my own benefit, purification. Because Rasagya Prabhu in his humility believes that he doesn't have good qualities. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharachamad Bhagavatam ki jaya.